Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market update. And looking at the corn market, we were weaker today. December corn at 483 and a quarter, down 7. March at 497, down 7 cents. And May at 505 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarter cents. Make sure to read today's Tech Tuesday as we are seeing a bit of a technical breakdown in the markets, particularly in corn and wheat. Soybeans at 1293 and a half, up 6 3/4. January at 1313, up 7 1/2. March at 1324 3/4, that was up 6 1/2 as well, on the strength of some strong soy meal. We also did see a flash sale of corn today. That was to Mexico. We saw 117,000 metric tons of current crop corn sold to Mexico. Looking at soybean oil, we're 51.26, down 68. December meal quite stout at 434.10, that was up 13.60. Nearby crush, winter crush at 225.25, up 15.50, while spring crush at 133, up 6. December wheat at 578 3/4, down 8 1/2. December Kansas City wheat at 662, that is currently down about 8. And December Minneapolis at 728 1/4, down 9 1/2. January rice at 1635 was down 13. December cotton continues to struggle, 82.93, that is down 80. On March at 84.68, down 78. December live cattle at 178.60, that's up 25. January feeders 234.35, down 135. The live cattle futures traded as high as 181.42 in a nice recovery. Then we proceeded to struggle and came right back to nearly unchanged on the day. So the cattle market's still reeling a little bit from what we saw from the cattle on feed report. November milk at 1768 was down 15. January orange juice 384.60, up 115. December crude 83.75, down $1.74, 2%. December diesel at 295.82, that was down 5 3/4 cents. And unleaded at 225.26 for December, that was down about 6 cents. Natural gas at 299, up 6. We are going to be getting a cold snap coming across the Midwest. Things are fairly pleasant right now, but things are going to change over the weekend. In fact, we may even see some snow in the Omaha area on Saturday night or Sunday morning. December gold at $1,983.40, down $4.40. Silver at $2,308, down 13. Dollar index noticeably stronger, and this did have a toll on the corn and wheat markets. Dollar index at 106.24, that was up 71. Stocks noticeably firmer today. 33,141 on the Dow, up 204. S&P finished the day at 42.47. That was up about 30-odd points. We do have Microsoft and Google coming out with earnings. We also have several of the other major mega caps, or what is known as the Magnificent Seven stocks, that have been behind this rally having earnings out this week. NASDAQ Composite 13,139, that was up 121 points, or just shy of 1%. Interest rates were mixed on the day. The 2-year at 509 was up 5 basis points, the 10-year at 481 down 4 basis points, and the 30-year at 493 down 6 basis points, as trade does continue to be choppy due to the general global situation. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and warm for one last day, Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.